Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Rude guest hotline right now, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, we find our guy, Bruce Boudreau, the former head coach here in the nation's capital with the Caps, who from 07 through 11-12 with the Young Guns was one of the more entertaining operations in the league. He was a part of many a postseason game here in D.C. and thereafter. Bruce, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm good, Grant. How are you today?
Doing very well. We're at City Tap House with a bunch of listeners wearing red, getting ready to go over to Cap One Arena tonight. It's game one of round two for the Caps. We want to get your assessment on this matchup. The Hurricanes have become fairly heavy favorites, which we're surprised by, considering Washington had more points, more goals for and against this year, higher rankings in both. Why do you think Carolina is so favored in this series?
You know, it's really hard to tell. I just think the Caps are not respected for whatever reason. They're like the redheaded stepchild. They've played much better than Carolina in the season. They won the season series, I believe. They have done so many things better than Carolina, yet Carolina's the pretty boy. Like, I mean, they got Brenda Moore behind the bench. They're fast. They're like the guys that never get their clothes dirty type thing. So they're the favorite. I think that the Caps are going to get down and dirty with them, and I don't think Carolina's going to be able to meet their push. So, I mean, let them be the favorites all they want. I think the Caps have got the better team.
What's the most important thing for the Caps to do, Coach, to win tonight after this weird long layoff?
I think it's just to be physical. Don't let them skate. Don't let them freewheel. They want to play a rush kind of game. I think if the Caps are more structured, get it deep and just finish checks and don't give them any odd man rushes, I think that then they'll be successful. The biggest thing Carolina has going for it is in the playoffs anyway, their special teams were so good, 15 for 15 on the PK, and I think they scored 5 power play goals. If the Caps don't take penalties and they can get in at 5-5 game, I think they're the better team.
My guess for the answer of the question I'm about to ask you is just their speed, but I want your expertise and kind of more insight than that. The Hurricanes this year had more power play opportunities than anybody else. I think it was like 219 in the NHL, and then they had 19 in the playoffs in the first round, which was more than anybody else through 5 games. Why are they able to draw so many penalties? Because I'm with you. Staying out of the box might be the key to the series, but when teams have played them, nobody's been able to avoid taking penalties. Why is that?
Well, they do have a speed game. They do play a simple game where they just they get it deep and everything else. Listen, if you want to put the analyst hat on, I think that's basically it. They go to the dirty areas. They don't retaliate as much. They're disciplined. If you want me to put on my fans' hat, I'm saying they cry all the time. And when things don't go good for them, you got Brenda Moore screaming behind the bench. You got the players crying on the ice. And I think they get extra calls from that. So, I mean, it would tick me off so much, or it does tick me off when I watch Carolina and they get obvious penalties or they get called on a penalty and they're all crying from the bench. And I think it hampers them. But I mean, at the same time, I do believe that it's their speed and their work ethic. Because, I mean, if you outwork teams, and the one thing Carolina does do for the most part is outwork other teams, the other teams have to do something in the penalty department to stop you. And I think that's what they do. That's what they do best. But, I mean, if you play in their zone and you play and you don't let them get that speed game generated or that rush chance game generated, I think you're much better suited to beat these guys. And I think, you know, when Logan Thompson's at his best, I think he's he's a better goalie than Freddie Anderson, who I had for 5 years and know him pretty well.
Coach Bruce Boudreau with us here on G&D. Coach, this layoff was such a weird thing for both teams. Obviously, Carolina clinched a week ago, Washington the day after. How would you have handled that as a coach with some of the uncertainty about when the game was going to end up being and then kind of the ramp up to try to get some guys rest, which is probably good, but to keep them sharp, which is what's needed?
Well, you know what? I think for the most part, they could both organizations are smart enough to probably guess when the series was going to start within a day. And you ramp it up like that. I mean, it's a combination. I mean, I've always believed that if you've got a week or more off, you have to have one tough practice in there. And just to make sure that you've kept the legs and the energy and the wind going in your body here. But I mean, time off, days of rest is so important at this stage. There's so many bumps and bruises on every athlete out there that, I mean, I think rest is going to be good, but one good practice and the rest of the practices you work on special teams. I mean, if you don't have the systems down by now, if you don't have all those things that you do down by now, then, you know, you're usually not in the second round. But by getting to the second round, I mean, now you start to look at the other team and say, okay, this is what they do really well. Let's practice on how we beat that and how we get away from that. And if you can do that, I think, and then it doesn't make it boring practicing every day. And you get more prepared, I think. But listen, both teams are going to be so excited to play and get this thing going. I assume that there might be a lot of mistakes in the first period and a lot of finishing checks in the first period, but I think they'll settle into a pretty solid game, and I'm sure the Caps will have a great game plan to how to beat Carolina.
Bruce Boudreau is with us multiple times, 50-plus wins in a regular season with the Capitals. Joining us here on Grant and Danny, we're at City Tap House. Stop by on your way to the arena to pregame with us on The Fan. You mentioned having Freddie Anderson. I mean, that would have obviously been his Ducks time way back at the beginning of his career, so maybe things have changed since then, but what's the book? Like, how do they beat him? What's the key?
Well, the key, you know what, when he can see the puck, he stops it. He's a big man. Like, I mean, 6'3", 230 pounds. I mean, I think you've got to get in his face, and I think you've got to make it tough in his crease. Like, I mean, if a guy's taking you in, if one of the Carolina defensemen are taking you in into the net because you're going to the net, to me, you just keep going. Like, I mean, you're not going to get a penalty if they're pushing you in, but you got to make it tough for Freddie. If he can see everything, he usually stops it. So you get to that net, you make it tough on him. You know, he's not the greatest puck handler in the world, but he handles it pretty well. You make him handle a lot of pucks. You do all of those things to bug him. But the one thing about Freddie is if he does get hurt, he only plays if he's about 100%, if he is 100%. So, I mean, to me, getting in his face all night long is something the Caps do very well. They got the big forwards that can do that. I think that's going to be something that they're going to want to do.
Bruce Boudreau is with us on Grant and Danny. We're talking about Rod Brind'Amour working the officials a little bit and getting to work some of the alt casts with you over the years. We've told some fun stories about your time. Now, I've tried to tell Danny a couple of these stories about you and the officials that you said on air, Bruce, but would you mind regaling him with whatever length version of the tale you told me that involved an official in the playoffs and toilet paper?
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's, Paul Dvorsky is my friend, and we both live in Hershey, and we both lived in Hershey that year. And not only did we live in Hershey, we were next door neighbors. So it was really ironic that he coached or he reffed Game 7 in the playoffs against us in Philadelphia, my first year coaching and in the NHL. And so, I mean, he called a penalty on John Erskine in the neutral zone in overtime in Game 7, and they ended up scoring a goal in that game or to win the series. And I mean, he moved on to the next series. He was always a senior ref. I ended up in a few days coming home, and I just, me and my wife said, okay, let's do something. So we went next door and we TP'd his whole house just so when he came home that he would have to do some work. So, I mean, we saw him come back home, and we said, you know, this is about 4 days later, and we go, Jesus, you know, we got to go apologize to him. So I knocked on the door, and I said, Paul, listen, you know, it's us. We've TP'd your house and everything. And he laughed about it. And I said, besides, I got to tell you, because you're the only guy with a pool in the neighborhood, I want to use it. I don't want you to be pissed off at me for the rest of the year. So we'll help you with it. But he became, you know, we're good friends still to this day. But it was something that, hey, not only did we do that, his son, whose mother was living in another part of Hershey, he wouldn't come home to his dad's house for a week. He was so mad at him. So, I mean, I think all Caps fans were mad at Mr. Dvorsky at that moment.
I love the let's do something. And the something was TP your neighbor's house.
Got to do something.
I've said let's do something to many people many times, and that hasn't come up.
Well, it was either that or take the air out of his tires when he got home. I didn't think he'd appreciate that one. So,
Bruce Boudreau on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. What did you make of the Caps defensively in the Montreal series? They seem to be buttoned up. They allowed the fewest high-danger chances in round one of any team, albeit only playing the five games, but they only gave up 24. Was that more about Montreal or Washington? And whose game did you like? Who's got to pick it up on the blue line?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I mean, let's face it, Montreal played hard, but their forwards are small. And the Caps, one of the things they do extremely well, very similar to the Toronto Maple Leafs, is they come back to the front of the net, they protect the front of the net, and they're much bigger than the opposition. So, I mean, consequently, they were getting nothing in the middle of the ice. And that's where I think, like, when the Caps, the first 50 games of the season, were one of the best. They were number one defensively in the league, I think, up to the first 55 games or something in the season. And that's what they got back to, was playing that solid defensive hockey, because for a while there, they were averaging, allowing 3-plus goals a game. And I was a little worried about them coming into the playoff, but they seem to have fixed that. They've shored that up, and they bring everybody back to the house. They block shots. They protect the front of the net. So you're not going to, you know, I mean, and Logan Thompson is going to be able to stop everything from the outside. So that's what they do, and it works, and consequently it worked against Montreal.
Coach, give us a prediction for the series.
Well, I think this is it's going to be a tougher series than the one we just saw with Montreal, and it's going to be tougher than Carolina had with New Jersey. So I'm saying this is going to go 6 or 7. I'd like to see the Caps win it in 6. You never want to have to go to game 7 if you don't have to. And I've seen it happen way too many times before. So I'd like to see the Caps win it in 6.
Bruce, at home tonight, last change for Spencer Carberry. Obviously, the Caps are 3-0 at home in these playoffs. How big of a deal is that actually? Like, are you not able to get matchups that you want favorably on the road, or do we over talk about it, do you think?
I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But I think one of the things that Caps have 4 really good lines, okay? You look at the L.A. series with Edmonton, is where they only used 9 forwards. They had problems matching up because they didn't use their fourth line. The fourth line of the Caps, when you've got Dowd in the middle and Duhaime and whether it's Radish or whoever's on the other side, they can take every defensive face-off because they have faith, and Carbs has faith in them, and they're responsible. So that gives them a huge advantage. And like when you've got 4 lines that can play, the other thing you can do is you could put either that line or Dubois' line on the Aho line. So, I mean, either way, they're going to get the matchup they like. I think it's a good situation for the Caps, and that's what makes them good. They're well balanced. They're really good at that. So it's, yeah, those are reasons that you can play the matchup game if you have the guys to match it up. If you have only one, say, good checking line, and the other team is smart enough that has they're matching up against you, then they put their first line out all the time, and you're putting your checking line out, and your better scorers are staying on the bench. That's what makes the advantage for Caps, when you can have at least two lines playing against their best line all night. It works out well, and it's an advantage for the Caps, whether you're at home or you can match up on the road like that as well.
Coach, great to catch up with you. Enjoy the series.
I'm going to. You guys, too. It'll be fun.
Should be great. Thank you, sir. That's Bruce Boudreau, terrific Caps coach over the years. Coached in many a playoff game, not just here, but in every stop. Got his teams to the postseason.